Mr. President, thank you for inviting me to this morning's high-level panel on the violations of human rights of children in Syria. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, this dialogue this morning is really a unique opportunity to take up some of the most pressing issues of concern we have regarding the protection of the children in Syria. Today, some 13.1 million people in Syria require life-saving humanitarian assistance. Children make up 40% of this total. Of the 5.6 million people who are in acute need across Syria, a shocking 663,000 are under the age of five. 663,000 are in what we describe acute need. As we speak, the protection of civilians in the conduct of hostilities is really a critical concern. In besieged Ghouta, children are being subjected to an unprecedented level of indiscriminate violence. Airstrikes, barrel bombs, artillery shelling, and starvation are a daily reality. After some 5 years of living under siege, they are sheltering at the moment in overcrowded basements with their families, not knowing if they're going to live another day. The psychological trauma will stay with them for the rest of their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm appalled by reports from the Syria Monitoring and Reporting Mechanism on grave violations against children. Also the Independent International Commission of Inquiry, OHCHR, and many others of the ongoing major violations of children's rights. In 2017, documentation of violations of children's rights during the conflict by all sides was the highest since the beginning of the conflict. Simply put, 2017 was the deadliest year of the Syrian war for children. Countless children have been killed and injured as a result of the fighting. In 2017 alone, the Syria Monitoring and Reporting Mechanism verified at least 910 children killed, 361 injured, the large majority of child casualties occurring in Idlib, in Aleppo, in Deir ez-Zor, and other locations. There is a child and a grieving family behind every single one of these numbers. Verification of additional cases continues, and these numbers only provide the tip of the iceberg of the actual case and scale of violence suffered by the children in Syria. Attacks on hospitals and medical facilities, such as those currently witnessed in East Ghouta and Idlib Governorate, critically undermine health service delivery and have a disproportionate impact on the lives of children. Last year, the Syrian Monitoring and Reporting Mechanism verified 108 attacks, including 81 airstrikes on hospitals and medical personnel. In any other country in the world, one attack on one hospital would cause an outrage and would call for action and accountability. In Syria, more than 100 attacks have taken place in the course of 1 year alone, with no end in sight. Child casualties, sadly, are a failing feature of the conflict. When the facilities and persons supposed to provide them with emergency medical care are equally under attack, children are given no chance at all. Reports that the recruitment of use of children in armed conflict by all parties continue to increase and are also a deep concern to us. In 2017, 25% of cases involved boys and girls under the age of 15, which is of course considered a war crime and prohibited under international humanitarian law. 9 out of 10 recruited children served in the combat role, in uniform, armed, and with military training. Growing up in conflict, they may have little choice or alternative. They may have also no way out, as killing or detention by the other side may await them. Today, ensuring unimpeded and sustained humanitarian access is a greater challenge than ever before. The United Nations and its partners in Syria focus on reaching those most in need across the country. The most vulnerable are the 2.9 million men, women, and children living in hard-to-reach areas. This includes more than 400,000 people in the United Nations declared besieged locations, nearly half of whom are children. Ladies and gentlemen, in recent months, cross-line assistance into hard-to-reach and besieged areas has almost come to a total collapse due to the refusal from the government of Syria to grant the necessary approvals, with a few exceptions in the last few days. As the Emergency Relief Coordinator stated after the adoption of the Security Council Resolution 2401, unless this changes, we will soon see more people dying from starvation and disease than from bombing and shelling. Your Excellencies, protection of civilians is central to the humanitarian response in Syria. It also remains one of the most challenging aspects of the humanitarian agenda. I welcome today's discussions around concrete ways to safeguard children's rights and join efforts that can be undertaken at all levels to protect Syria's children. We often focus only on the parties to the conflict. However, all member states must leverage any influence they have to stop violations against children. Even in the midst of the high-intensity armed conflict, there are solutions to make sure all parties comply with their international obligations and keep children away from harm's way. I call on all belligerents and their influences to put children first. Thank you.